In the power of the Holy Spirit and in one voice, let us pray. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. So we have two scripture readings today. The first is from the prophet of Isaiah from the 43rd chapter, verses 1 through 7. You're welcome to follow along with the words on the screen or use the Pew Bible, page 884. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Our second reading comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, and I invite you to stand in a posture of receiving the Word of God as you are able, as I read from the third chapter, selected verses. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. Friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Please be seated. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, on this day that the church around the world remembers the gift of your son's baptism, we too remember this gift and the promise that you made to those who were faithful to you so long ago, and that promise that still remains with us today. And so may we hear with fresh ears and open hearts what you would have us hear this day, that the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts will be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we do celebrate Baptism of the Lord Sunday every year. It is part of our rhythm of life as a community of faith because we begin with this journey to remember the birth of our Savior and the beginning of his ministry at the age of around 30. And one of the things that he does is he goes to the River Jordan and he finds his cousin John the Baptist, who had been preparing the way for Jesus' work in ministry. So John was down at the river, but he baptizes with only water, which in relation to how we understand baptism is the washing away, right? The cleansing aspect, the purification that would have been done as God's faithful people would prepare themselves to enter into the presence of God. John was preparing the people to prepare for the presence of God. That presence of God was Jesus, the Son of God, in flesh, taking on human form, walking on the earth to fully understand humanity and to present divinity in a powerful and new way. If you see this look of awe, it's because I hadn't quite ever thought about how John was purifying the people to prepare to be in the presence of God quite like we did in hearing this reading today. And this promise of being ready to be in the presence of God was one that was foretold a long time ago. It began with the promise to Abram that I will make a great nation of you, that your descendants will be so numerous that it will be like the stars in the sky or the grains of sand, so numerous that you cannot possibly count. And that promise is given to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And that promise honestly seems like it is not going to be fulfilled for God's people. Because if you study the history of these wanderers and Abram and eventually his son Isaac and then Jacob, who becomes Israel, and the 12 tribes and coming to the promised land and then their desire for a king, which leads to their ultimate destruction, which ultimately leads to being in exile under the authority of foreign powers. That is where we hear these words from Isaiah, that they are in exile, away from the place where they trusted the presence of God to be in the holy temple. And so here they found themselves in troubled circumstances and far away from home, having to reimagine what this faithful life of following God will look like. And God says, do not be afraid, for even though you go through troubled waters, even though you feel like you are under the refiner's fire, I have called you. I have called you by name. I have claimed you. I formed you. You are mine. Let that sit for a second. Do we ever remember that God formed us? That God made each and every one of us? That God named each and every one of us? That God has claimed each and every one of us as God's own? That regardless of the circumstances to which we walk, whether it be in troubled waters or through the refiner's fire or circumstances that are so far out of our control, do we remember the promises of God? That God will be with us. That God will protect us. That God will help us live this life because I've been named and claimed and made, because you've been made and claimed and named. Each and every one of you were made in the image of God. You are also God present with us. If you believe the promises of Jesus, that Jesus is with each and every one of us. I am blown away by being able to be in the presence of so many who claim to be claimed by God. In a temperament, in a world that really will frown upon you for claiming the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is the power to cast out our fear. There is the power to renounce the evil forces of the world, There is power to stand up for those who are overlooked and marginalized. The need for social justice to look at those right now who may need a warm place to stay. Or those who might need a meal in their bellies. Or who might need a coat. Friends, when we hear the promises of God, even though we may be in circumstances where we can't always see what that path forward looks like, that we feel like we might be swept up by the currents of the river or in the tumult of fire, and I gotta tell you that this prayer was written last year. And how appropriate it is for us to think about the fire that is causing such devastation right now. Even in those difficult circumstances, here's the promise God makes. God will be with us. God will be in the midst of all of those circumstances. And how do we know this? Because of the promises God has made. Do not fear, I have formed you, I have claimed you, I have named you. Oh, and here's the gift of baptism. By water and the Spirit, you are now part of my family, that you may claim this identity for yourself. And in this identity, you will live differently into the world because Christ Jesus lives within you. Today, that is our promise. Today, that is the promise that we are going to uphold as we baptize Ella and Eddie, that we're going to help them grow in their faith, that they too will remember that they were made, claimed, and named as a precious, beloved child of God, like each and every one of us. Thank goodness God doesn't leave us to our own devices. Because I got to tell you, humanity has shown that we always mess it up. Kind of like that piece of paper where we just do things that we just can't think that there's any way that can be make it right until we come into the presence of God and receive the gift of grace to remember that we are water washed and spirit born, that we were claimed and named by God the Creator, who loved us so much to give us the gift of his son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.